Wessels, brother and sister, JJ, St. Helena, California, September 17, 1907. Mr. Wessels, Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California. Dear brother and sister Wessels, I have a letter written to you, but cannot find it, so will write again. I want to say to you, make no hasty moves, and do not become discouraged. There will be a change soon. It may not be best to place the Paradise Valley property in the conference control. This matter will be decided soon. Do not waver, nor become discouraged. It may be best to have one sanitarium stand as the Paradise Valley stands. In the name of the Lord, we will prevail, if it is His will. We have been under great pressure, but this will not last always. I say to you, stand fast. The Paradise Valley Sanitarium will come out all right. Cling to the sanitarium and wait on the Lord. There will be a trial of faith, but light will break forth. Let us pray and believe. I may be at Paradise Valley within a short time. Do not depend upon the advice of human agencies, but cling to the Mighty One. He will be your efficiency. Pray, pray. Believe that Christ is a very present help in every time of need. Trust wholly in the Lord. Lean upon His power. I hope you have a staff of workers who will not become easily discouraged. I have had much to write in reference to the Boulder Sanitarium. I have still more to present to the workers there. A rival sanitarium was built up in Boulder within a short distance of the original institution. One was working on right lines, the other on wrong lines. In the second institution, meat eating was indulged in, and entertainments were held that should not have been. Light came to Dr. Place, but he would not receive the light. He continued to work on a worldly policy and kept up a continual effort to carry things according to his ideas. He was once a Christian, but he has not maintained his religious experience. He determined to obtain possession of the original sanitarium, but I said, no, no. The original sanitarium must not be given up. Brother Wilcox has had a time of trial, but he has stood faithfully at his post. Dr. Place had a brother, a minister, who was appointed to work in Boston and the surrounding cities, but he took pity on his brother and went away from the work that God had given him to do to help his brother. As a result of their combined opposition to the first sanitarium, Elder Wilcox had a tremendous battle to fight. Again and again, the Lord has sent light regarding this matter to be given to the whole conference. This was given the third time at the last camp meeting at Denver, and we trust that this will end the controversy. You can see, Brother Wessels, that you are not the only worker who has to meet difficulties. If the enemy can foil the Lord's plans by leading men to take the wrong side, he will do it. He has done all in his power to weaken the Boulder Sanitarium, but the Lord has given the workers their wisdom and victory. While the rival sanitarium has had but a small patronage, the first institution, although having so much to contend with, has been blessed with many patients and has accomplished a good work. God will work in your behalf, giving you an experience that will be invaluable if you will put your trust in Him. Do not fail nor become discouraged. The sanitarium at Paradise Valley was established on right lines, and the Lord has a future for it. Let not your faith fail, nor your hands weaken. Hold fast. Plow your way through in the name of the Lord, and victory will surely come.